Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM. No big surprise. High school students, like most of us overall, display a strikingly low level of financial literacy. Across classrooms, there is a growing need and a call for more financial education, and that's where Intuit and the Sue Family Foundation, Sue as in former Detroit Lion and Dominican Sue, they come in. Joining us to discuss this is the Vice President of Corporate Responsibility at Intuit, David Zasada. David, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
This issue of a lack of financial literacy at the high school level is becoming a pretty big issue, isn't it?
It's actually a really big issue. You know, the fact is kids are not graduating high school financially literate. It actually may surprise you to hear that only 25% of all high school students are required to take a personal finance course. And that percentage is actually significantly lower for students who happen to be in lower income zip codes. So ultimately, the vast majority of kids won't graduate high school without knowing how to budget, how to save, how to manage credit, and all this at a time when they're just about to start getting ready to make some pretty serious life decisions.
Absolutely. And they end up taking on debt, debt that they can't pay back. And that can be a problem that you carry through your entire life. So what is Intuit and the Sue Family Foundation doing to help fill the gap?
Yeah, so Intuit is a global financial technology platform that helps over 100 million customers who use our products, which include TurboTax and Credit Karma and QuickBooks and MailChimp. And for over 40 years now, we've been helping our customers achieve financial confidence. And what we're doing is we're taking our experience and expertise from that work that we do and actually using it to create free educational resources that we make available to school districts. And we're partnering with the Sue Family Foundation specifically on our personal finance workshops. And so these workshops we're making available to school districts all around the country, but especially and initially in underserved communities.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about that. How come?
Yeah, so we understand that educational equity is a real issue in the United States. The fact is that school districts in lower income zip codes simply don't have access to the same programs as other school districts do. And that's actually particularly true for a program like personal finance that isn't considered part of the core curriculum. So the bottom line is we believe that all students, regardless of what zip code they happen to live in, deserve the opportunity to be financially literate.
What kind of resources are you providing for teachers and students? Because this is, in many cases, like we're saying, kind of a brand new concept for the classroom.
Yeah, so these personal finance workshops are really designed to provide a good introduction to students on financial literacy. So our goal is to first introduce them to the importance of becoming financially literate. Then what we want to do is inspire them to go on and take a full semester personal finance course that ultimately leads in their developing real confidence in managing money. And so the way that we do that is we start the workshops by introducing them to basic personal finance concepts and terms, and then we build on that by helping them develop strong financial behaviors and confidence, which they ultimately gain through experience and practice through some interactive lessons that we have, because we know that students learn best by doing.
Absolutely. These are concepts that can be life-changing, too. I mean, just a basic knowledge of how to save, how to invest, how to not overspend, how to not let your debt spiral out of control. I mean, these are things that, you know, if kids have a good, sound understanding of when they graduate high school, they can carry that forth and actually be very successful.
Yeah, you know what we see with students is, you know, there was a recent study of recent high school graduates that indicated, you know, almost 80% of them wish they would have had a personal finance course while they were in high school.
It's shocking that this isn't part of regular high school curriculum, isn't it?
It is, you know, and, you know, there has been progress. There's about 17 states in the United States that either currently or in the process of implementing graduation requirements around personal finance, but it ultimately needs to be much greater than that.
Yeah, well, it's a great step in the right direction. How can people get more information about this, David?
Yeah, so teachers or administrators or even parents who are interested in learning a bit more about our free educational resources can go to intuit.com/financial basics.
All right, good stuff. David, appreciate the information. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Portland. I figured that was worth talking about because, you know, again, it's something that is, it seems simple. And look, for some of us, it just seems like a no-brainer. You know how to manage money. But a lot of kids coming out of high school and whether they go to college or not, just don't understand some of the basic concepts that it really can be life-changing. That's David Zasada with Intuit. He, along with the Sue Family Foundation, Indomican Sue, former Detroit Lion, his family have that foundation. It's also contributing to that financial literacy program.